This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, normally when I would interview someone, I'd write an introduction and sit down and compose something. But I think that this story is going to resonate with so many of you that I thought I'll just take this straight from the press release. I want to read this to you. Max is about to finish high school. On the surface, it appears he has everything, but underneath, he is floundering, grappling with questions about his birth parents and his sexuality. He feels that there is a seed of badness deep within him that will inevitably be exposed. Does that sound familiar story to you? It certainly does to me. And it's the basis of a new novel called Max by author Arvi Ducker-Jones. Arvi, welcome to Drive.
Kia ora, Warren. Thank you for having me.
I love the cover of this novel. And if you haven't seen it, it's an underwater photograph of a boy, I suppose, treading water, yet his head is blurred by the ripples flowing through. What are you trying to invoke in us, the reader, as we come across this book? Let's say we're walking through a bookshop, we see it, because I think it's so powerful.
Yeah, I was really thrilled with the job Affirm did with the cover. It's beautiful. And it definitely, like you say, it does evoke certain ideas and themes that run throughout the book. Obviously, there's the idea of what we expose and what we submerge, kind of existing in two places above water, and the things that are all kind of swirling around inside or below water. And also the idea, of course, of fluidity, of being malleable and fluid in many respects.
Tell us about Max. He's 17. He's sort of in between these two worlds. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Max is a school leaver. I'm not sure what you call it over there. It's the last year of high school. Mm-hmm. So he's about to launch out into the world, and by all accounts, he's had a successful time at high school. He's liked, and he's got a good group of friends and loving parents, and he's academic and curious and creative. But he's confused. There's various dualities that exist within him, and he doesn't quite know where to put them. He feels like he's kind of fluctuating between these different versions of himself and trying to kind of find a place to land, which I think is true, you know, queer or not, to many youth, you know, when you feel like you have to decide who to be, and choosing one version of yourself feels like it carries a sense of loss for the lives that you didn't. So that's kind of where he's at as the novel opens.
What is it about the water that I suppose, A, attracts you and also attracts Max?
I grew up close to the water, and I'm an open water distance swimmer in my free time on this island where I live, and I've always been a really keen surfer. Yeah, and I think it is that kind of feeling of occupying the space between two worlds of feeling weightless, feeling free, feeling submerged and flying at the same time. I think it can be a really freeing element to immerse yourself in.
Is Max afraid of vulnerability?
Yeah, definitely. One of the threads of Max's character is that he's adopted, and in my research and in testimonies from friends who were adopted, a lot of the time, and this is I'm careful not to generalize, but there is kind of a fear of abandonment, because that is the what's regarded as the primal wound, you know. No matter how good things are, essentially your life began with what can feel like a rejection. And so I think Max carries that with him, this idea that people will leave him. And with his uncertain sexuality, that fear is doubled down of feeling like if he exposes his authentic self, his true self, then he may become rejected by those he loves most.
We're chatting with Avi Ducker-Jones about his evocative and moving coming-of-age novel. It's called Max. Now, Avi, you also are a teacher. You mentioned you're a swimmer. You're also the winner of Survive at New Zealand, amongst many things. How much of your experience, I suppose, in dealing with adolescence, probably more so from teaching, is incorporated into the story of Max?
Oh, this was such an interesting story to write because I usually start with a question I have, something I'm kind of wrestling with or trying to tease out or make sense of. So I was harking back on my own experience of high school, but I had also just started teaching in Auckland. And a lot of the experiences that I was remembering or trying to unpack, I was seeing replicated in my students all these decades later. So it was kind of this dual experience of remembering and witnessing. And of course, once you start writing, the character takes on their own life and their own narrative. So it was this threading together of my past and my students' experiences and those of Max's.
When I was reading the book, I was thinking of a friendship I had with a friend of mine at the time, and it was in primary school. And, you know, there was a little bit closer than probably a normal friendship. And now Max also has a relationship with someone called Fletch. What is it about that relationship that I suppose he's trying to hide?
Yeah, I wanted to explore these male adolescent friendships because on the surface, of course, you know, one would be, you know, it's fair enough to think of these young guys as jostling and rough and kind of these surface level animal things going on. But there's actually, you know, deep vulnerability and some of those relationships are some of the most important during those years. And it can be confusing to be so close to someone who you love, but there's no language to love a best friend when you're that age. Mm. Well, certainly there wasn't when I was growing up.
We're not taught it, are we?
No, and especially if, you know, best friends of the same sex or gender. There's a confusing space in between love and attraction and competition and envy. And, it's such fertile ground for fiction, for literature, I think, to explore that because it's so multifaceted and so interesting and layered.
Avi, just getting back, I suppose, to the photo on the cover of the novel Max, and as well as the story itself. Max presents, I suppose, different versions of himself as those ripples pass by, and I can't help but think of the energy it requires to suppress that authentic self and to create the facades that you want people to see. At what cost to Max's formative or adolescent years does this energy distraction have?
Well, that's a really great question. It when you are kind of able to camouflage and be malleable and to try on different versions of yourself, it can be kind of a fun experiment. Growing up to pursue different versions of who you might be, but at the same time, if it feels like you're covering something or suppressing something or repressing something, then that cost is real, because, you know, we all know that when you hide these essential parts of yourself, there's nowhere for it to go, you know. It's bound to combust. Mm. And that's what happens with Max. He's trying so hard to align himself with a version that he thinks people want to see, his parents, his friends, his girlfriend, that he hides this this essential kind of core of who he is, and with nowhere to go, that kind of erupts.
We're chatting with Arvi Dacher-Jones about his new moving and coming-of-age novel. It's called Max. Arvi, I suppose, how important is art in Max's life, particularly when you're talking about that repression of being himself at the same time?
I think art and painting for Max is a place to kind of, it's a little bit of a release valve for him. Mm. It's a place to explore. You know, he likens it to the experience of figuring out who he is, starting with a blank canvas, and you decide what goes on it. You know, you create something that's purely from you, for you. So he uses that space to try and answer some of these questions in a way that's not so explicit, I suppose, to those around him, but to try and kind of find a sense of identity and belonging in a safe space.
Arvi, let's go back to your time as the winner of Survivor New Zealand and all the other sport you do. Is there something from, I suppose, from people who love doing extreme sports or challenges? Is there something, some common element or characteristic that we could all take away with us or learn from, and in particular as adolescents, so that we can try and be ourselves and not necessarily suppress ourselves? Is there something that you've learned from dealing with these people and being one yourself?
It's interesting because I think a lot of us are drawn to extreme sports or extreme experiences because we've lost a lot of those rites of passages that young people traditionally went through kind of in indigenous communities. So when those things are lost, we turn to what? Drugs and alcohol and, dangerous behaviors and, sexual experiences that are not safe in order to cross those thresholds. So I think these extreme experiences that I was pursuing at great length in my kind of 20s and 30s, it was kind of in pursuit of that, of trying to kind of, a rite of passage into adulthood, I suppose. But it's also interesting, my first book, Swim, was about a open water distance swimmer. And so I did great research into extreme athletes. And I was living in Hawaii, actually, when the idea came to me, and I was friends with all these big wave surfers. And it was so interesting because they all had this seed of something that was pushing them to do these extreme things, whether it was open water swimming, big wave surfing, rock climbing, whitewater rafting, whatever, ultra marathon running. Once I got to know them and know their past, there was some seed of trauma that they were trying to get past through these extreme sports. And I found that really fascinating, you know, this kind of idea that something essentially beautiful and healthy can also have notes of self-destruction in it if you're kind of, using it in a way that's not dealing with something that you're carrying with you.
Arvi, when we're, I suppose, at that point, which I believe Max gets to, where we're finally comfortable in being or revealing ourselves, and we need to walk through that, I suppose, that discomfort or the shame of what has been imposed upon us. As a teacher and as the author of Max, could this story also assist teachers and to help adolescent students navigate that whole process?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope that young people read this book and it can be a shared voice. Because, adolescence can be a really lonely time. You feel like you're the only one who's feeling these things or going through these things, and it's excruciating and, embarrassing. And there's a lot of fear and shame tied up in the experience of feeling like you're alone at that age. So I hope that Max I hope people can feel seen when they read it. And, possibly for teachers too who are confused by the experience or don't have a context for fluidity or, don't quite understand it. I hope that Max can be a kind of a testimony to this experience.
Arvi, it's a beautiful story. Thank you so much for chatting with us on Drive today.
Thanks so much, Warren.
That is Avi Ducker-Jones. The new book is called Max. It's available wherever you get your good books from.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.